Sylvia Ramirez is standing at the entrance of the historic Eli Jackson Cemetery. Some of her relatives are buried here. Inside the cemetery, there are bright flowers lying by headstones that date back to the late 1800s. No more than 20 feet away, heavy machinery is flattening out the land. Ramirez says the machines have cleared out brush and trees that have now left the ground bare.
It is heartbreaking just to know that this horrible symbol of hatred, which is the wall for Trump, is going to be just hovering over our cemeteries, disturbing the peace of our ancestors.
Ramirez says the construction taking place just feet away from here is for the border wall and an enforcement zone. She says it's very hard to watch.
Ultimately, we don't know what's going to happen with the cemeteries themselves. They keep saying that they are not going to build within the cemeteries. It's a language that's used within the law, the 2020 appropriations law. But we have to see it to believe it.
Last year, Ramirez says she was jumping with joy when she and her family heard that this historic cemetery would be protected from border wall construction. Congressman Henry Cuellar added language to an appropriations bill that said there would be no border wall construction within historic cemeteries and other cultural and historic sensitive areas in the region. Just down the street from the Eli Jackson Cemetery is the Jackson Ranch Church and Cemetery. Sylvia's brother, Ramiro, shows me some of the family's tombstones.
My father is here in the middle with my mother and my younger brother, but the two on the side will be myself and my wife, and will be Celia, and it'll be my other sister. So we already have our plots chosen, and we already know where we're going to be.
Ramiro and Sylvia say this land means so much to them, and that it should be preserved because it's home to some hidden history that many people don't know about. It involves their great-great-grandparents.
Nathaniel Jackson and Matilda Hicks, who was born into slavery, came from Alabama, as my brother said, in 1857. They were important and significant players in the Underground Railroad to the south, that is to Mexico. So for people who were escaping slavery and were attempting to go into Mexico, they would assist them via a ferry boat.
By the time Nathaniel Jackson and Matilda Hicks arrived here, Mexico had already outlawed slavery, so they'd help others get into Mexico. Ramiro says even though right now the construction of the wall isn't happening within the cemetery, he and his sister still have concerns about the wall's impacts.
And one of the reasons is flooding. The other reason is that we're going to be like a no man's land. We're not going to, the defense is going to cut us off to the rest of the United States.
Ramiro says they're also worried about the type of access they will have to the cemeteries and church. Sylvia says CBP hasn't given them much information about that.
It's beyond me why they would tackle this extremely sensitive area that includes not only these cemeteries and historical church, but also buildings that are essentially places that people live. There's lots of open field going at least east, but they're choosing, for whatever reason, to put the knife into the ribs right at this particular section. That I don't understand, and that angers me, and I can't get an answer for that.
It's a question Congressman Henry Cuellar has also asked the Department of Homeland Security.
And I said, look, I mean, you can go further up. You don't have to do it right there, but, you know, they're basically said, well, we're just following the law. We're just following the law, but I mean, but the spirit of the law is that area. I mean, you don't want to have a fence 1 or 2 feet or 1 or 2 yards outside of the, within the, you know, within the, whatever the territory might be that we're talking about.
Both Sylvia and her brother Ramiro say this upcoming election means a lot to them. In the meantime, Ramiro is being represented by Earth Justice, who is considering filing an injunction. CBP said in a statement that an environmental monitor will be present every day during construction activities to ensure that construction best management practices are adhered to. The agency also said, quote, it has never been CBP's intent to disturb or relocate cemeteries that may lie within planned barrier alignment. I'm Reynaldo Leaños Jr. in FAR.